Robert Wyatt at the drums, and if the pig's listening, I'll dedicate that one to her. It's Matching Mole, recorded in Europe somewhere in 1972. The track is called Nantru's Hole, and that's from a CD on Cuneiform Records of Silver Spring, Maryland. Silver Spring sounds like such a nice place, doesn't it? I wonder what it is like. Probably never find out. The LP is called Smoke Signals, and here's a particular favourite of ours at the moment, and aspects of this, as I pointed out last time I played it, will be familiar to you, and yet the whole probably not. I'll tell you what, this goes to Barcelona with me next year if we go. They'll think I was mixing it as they did with the Cutty Rank's Lambada this year. Actually, they applauded when I played that. Didn't like to tell him. This is a 7-inch on Irritant Records, Knife Hand Chop, Dance Mix 2000. And this is Starphase 23. We'll be right back. Two tunes there, though, you know, I bet you couldn't spot the join. The first of those was Starphase 23 and the Delay song, and that's from that Ochre compilation, Infrasonic Waves. And the second track is by Cy Fu, I suppose that's how they say it, from the LP Built and Blew Up, which is on Kung Porn Records from the United States of America, and that track is called Hate Via Satellite. And these are the Bush Chemists. Could have done another segue with this. Even better. Next time.
When I was a little boy, my dad said to me,
you have to control this song tonight, and it's it.
Me?
Yes, Mom, you will be with me.
And I try my last job.
When I...
Almost to the end of tonight's programme. Don't forget, tomorrow night's programme comes from Peel Acres and features the debut on the programme of I Am Clute. Tonight, obviously, it's been the DMC finalists here at Maida Vale, and a great night has been had by all, I think. And these are the Bush Chemists. It's an LP called Dubfire Blazing on Dubhead Records.
Time of
took the words out of my mouth. And that's the title.
Brings you dog wise for the healing of the nation.
Thanks very much for listening to this. And now at 12 midnight, it's Steve Blears.
Radio 1.
Hospital staff to be questioned over a boy's death.
Radio 1 Newsbeat.
Police in Essex are investigating how a 9-year-old died during routine surgery on his finger.
A new song by Inasa. Inasa played at the Soto Festival in 2017.
Last time you take the champion sound, I sentence you and you get me. This time I won't sentence you.
Thank you. Okay, we are Moscow Death Brigade, hip-hop, punk rock, anti-fascist band from Moscow. Right now we are on a European tour with our friends, Moscow hardcore band What We Feel. It's a benefit tour to raise money for a family of our friend Ivan Kutarskoy, who was one of the most prominent militant anti-fascists from Russia, and he was murdered by neo-Nazis. So that's it.
Okay, so maybe you can tell us a bit more about Ivan.
Well, Ivan was one of the first people who started to fight physically against neo-Nazis in Russia, because back in the day, in the 90s, we had a very serious problem with neo-Nazis. Most of the punk rock shows and metal shows were controlled by neo-Nazis. They had neo-Nazi guard at the shows, and the whole subculture was actually controlled by the extreme right-wing people. And they were beating up punks, attacking people of color and gay people on the streets. It was a serious problem of very violent times. And Ivan was one of the few people who started some militant action against them. He started to gather other punks and skinheads and try to train them, then started to guard the shows to keep Nazis all the geeks and attack them on the streets. And I think that the whole militant anti-fascist movement in Russia started from the people like Ivan, like from him and his friends.
Okay. And then he was killed. Was there something like a trial against the murderers, or was it like he was killed and nothing was interested in it?
First, it was like nothing happened. It didn't seem that there was a real trial or investigation into his death, but then in a couple of years, I think the authorities realized that the group which stood behind Ivan's murder also stood behind attacks on the federal judges and cops, and it started to investigate into its activity, because this group, also called as Born, it was a group of extremely militant neo-Nazis who were attacking anti-fascists, attacking judges who held trials against neo-Nazis, and it killed like many people. I can't name the exact number, but they had a lot of blood on their hands. And that was the start of the investigation, and the person who killed Ivan, who is believed to kill Ivan, he ran to Ukraine and was hiding there for some time, and he was like a serious military trained person who was fought somewhere like Chechnya or somewhere like that, and he knew how to kill people, how to fight, and in the end he just blown up on the hand grenade that he usually had with him all the time. But there is also a version that he was killed by the special forces or the police. It is really hard to say which version is true, but he is believed to be the real murderer of Ivan.
Okay, and how was the support in Russia and maybe also in Europe after the death of Ivan?
Well, I think that I must say that Russian movement received a lot of support from Europe and from worldwide anti-fascist movement, both financial and moral support. And we know that many bands and groups and movements organized benefit events for us, for people who were in jail or who were killed by neo-Nazis. And actually, it played a huge role in the history of our movement, because we always knew that we are not alone, that we are supported by friends from all over the world, and it is we really appreciate it. It means a lot for us. After the death of Ivan, many people from all around the world tried to support his family, because Ivan is from a working class family. He only had a mother, a sister, and a grandmother. And I think for them it is extremely important to realize that their son, brother, and grandson meant a lot, that his activities and his life meant a lot for people of our planet. And he died for his beliefs, and even his death played a huge role for the people.
Okay, and how is it today for you as anti-fascists in Moscow? Is it safe to live, or do you have repression by the state or by neo-Nazis?
The situation with neo-Nazis was much worse a couple of years ago, and now it seems to be less serious. But again, it is really hard to say, because back in the day, like 2 years ago, there was a real war on the streets with people stabbing each other and shooting at each other, and there were lots of blood, and almost every show was like a battlefield, because Nazis were trying to attack our shows, and militant anti-fascists also tried to attack neo-Nazi show. And at first, police didn't pay a lot of attention to it. But then it probably started to see youth movements as a threat to the, I don't know, stability or something like that, to the state, to the government, and it started to persecute people from both sides. And many people have, I can say for the anti-fascist movement, many people have serious problem with the law just because they are part of anti-fascist movement or anarchist movement. So right now I think that probably at some point we won the war against neo-Nazis, because now there is much less of them, and most of the shows in Moscow now are safe. But again, many people, many bands, really militant bands with a radical position, don't play now, because there is a serious danger of attacks from the police, of arrests. So some bands just don't play because they don't want their supporters and people who come to shows to be arrested.
And how is it in other cities like St. Petersburg or something like this?
I think that in most of the country it is the same situation, and actually, in my opinion, I may be mistaken, but in my opinion, in Moscow and St. Petersburg it's a little bit better, while in small cities and towns the police repressions are much stronger against people, and there many people are getting arrested just for being anti-fascists. Just for playing in bands or organizing shows, and it is really hard to do something on a legal level, because it is really hard to do something like against police action, because in Russia the police is always right, and if you are convicted, if you get arrested, you are always wrong.
And how is it for you? Is it possible for you to play in Moscow or in Russia?
Right now we didn't play for a couple of years because our last shows were connected with some serious fights with Nazis, and on all of our shows, most of our shows were organized by ourselves, by our crew, and we also try to organize everything like from renting venue to the safety. We had to control the area to find Nazi scouts and stuff, and at some point we just realized that there is so much responsibility, and we can't be sure that nobody get hurt. when going to our shows. So for this moment, we stopped performing in Russia, and also there is a serious risk, I think, of some police repression against people who go to our shows. So we just don't want them to be at risk. But I hope that we'll start to perform again soon.
Okay. And then maybe some last words from you to our listeners.
All right. As I said before, we are really grateful for the support, because as part of Russian anti-fascist movement, we always felt this support, and it meant a lot for us. And also, we believe that the worldwide underground movement is all based on friendship. It's based on self-support, and we just need to strengthen the links between countries, between different scenes. And I think that the stronger these links are, the stronger our whole movement is. And again, thank you a lot for the support. I hope to see all of our supporters, all of our friends soon. Thank you very much.
Like any other mother do. I'm gonna go draw you out, you big shear. I and I need our shear. You sit down like a big bear. Say you're full of fear. So, Mr. President, no guan so. You know. No guan so, Mr. President, no guan so.
Into the family business. Being a killer is suicide.
Why is it whenever I'm with you, I always end up in the middle of blood and violence?
The Orphan sets up a one-man business with new rules. No rules. The only part of the family he wants is their most beautiful women. Doesn't waste a second. Runs with the speed of the death crowd and stops. Only for a target.
Allison!
The devil is all the family the Orphan will ever need.
No.
In the middle of a killer's quarrel, the sting of excitement.
Dolaştım dağlar başı.
Instant repeat me of the beat. Because she like how me do it. She does that ball fit.